So, Chris, at the AGM of Rathmullen Celtic, you were given the post of being the man who's in the hot seat at Flagpole Field. Last year, you helped out the club a little bit, got a few minutes under your own belt, and now you're steering the ship.
Aye, so it was an easy decision when I met with everybody and when I was working with the lads that was there last year. Great bunch of lads. They gave everything, after such a disappointing season last year, they gave everything, and I seen that it was evident. So, meeting with the committee and, talking through the plans and what I intended, for the season, it was an easy decision then when I was asked that I want the job. So that was really, really good.
Yeah. Your own background, you played quite a bit in the North, Strabane, Sion Mills, and also had a stint with Lifford Celtic.
Aye, so I've a long, illustrious playing career. I've played junior football since I was about 15, so 25 years I was playing roughly. Played it all with all the local clubs, the Mourne Celtics, the Sion Swifts, Lifford Celtic, I played with them all. I played with the original Strabane AFC when it was Tosser McCrossan. I have a lot of experience in football and I enjoy football. I understand football, so it was just an easy transition to start getting into coaching again.
Yeah, and any particular connections with Rathmullen?
Apart from the fact that me and the wife spend quite a few days in the summer, be it during the week or the weekend, travelling down just for trips to the beach and maybe for a bite to eat and things like that there. Just the scenery, if I'm honest, the scenery is what grabs me. When you're standing on a Sunday in the pitch and, especially the summer days, the view out onto the ocean is just something to behold.
Yeah, so you made connections with the club, got the few games last year. It was disappointing to get relegated from the Premier Division, but it must be said it is a very high standard at the moment. You're in the Temple Domestic Appliances Division 1 this year and getting off to a fine start to the season. Your opening game, a 3-0 win away against Convoy, so that's certainly a very positive start.
Yeah. We were due to play Balbuffet, just but with one thing and another, with one of the club committee members losing their mum, we sort of had a win sort of delay until get playing Convoy. But look, the boys have worked really hard over pre-season. They've asked everything I've asked of them. They have their jobs to do. I give them their roles. And to be fair, it was nervous for them. Convoy, it's first game after a disappointing season. They all sort of wanted to prove a point. They were nervous for a while, but getting that first goal from Reese, really settled the boys down. They started to play football, and then we really took control of the game.
So Reese Thompson with one of the goals, Jay Curran getting two of them, I think. You've brought in a number of new players, but the spine, a lot of last year's team there as well. So it's a good mixture.
Yeah, we kept as much as we could, or as much as was available. Obviously, a few guys have moved on. They, not so much even other clubs. They've just sort of, decided to hang up the boots, so that they feel they're the wrong side of 30. And it's a great bonus to get the likes of Kevin Shakey O'Donnell back, and was played by Rath Mullen, was way Bonagy there. Getting boys like that back, and who are local. The local lads is what the club's all about. That's who the supporters come out to watch, is the local lads.
And then the Sheridan, a club stalwart, he's your right-hand man?
In all my years of coaching football, I don't think I've met a more passionate man about a club. And if there's one man that knows pretty much everything there is to know about the football in Donegal, it would be Andy. He's a great man, to be honest, to have by my side.
And a great club with great facilities and a great pitch down there as well in Rathmullen.
That's all the kind of stuff that, sort of pulled me towards, when they worked with the club was, you can't want for anything. The pitch is there, the clubhouse is there, everything's there. There's no back in getting anything you need. You need something, you just ask and it's provided. You'll probably be tired hearing it throughout the year, but they're a great bunch to work with, from the players to the Anda, Megan, the physio, and then the committee itself.
It'll probably take a while to sort of assess your opposition in the league, in the first division. How high are you setting the bar? Is it a case of sort of just steadying yourselves and maybe hoping to finish mid-table, or are you looking for a quick return to the Premier?
So, to be fair, it's not something I really plan for. I don't say, oh, I want to win the league, or I don't want to get relegated, or I want to finish in the middle. We're sort of, as a group, we're taking each game as it comes, you know, each result. You know, we adjust what we think. You know, maybe halfway through the season, look at where we're at, look at how we've done against, you know, the opponents and the league, and see, you know, you can sort of judge a wee bit more then, you know, when you get the other side of Christmas, of where you think you can get your points from, and hopefully then you can sort of have a thought of, you know, promotion, one in the league, relegation, that kind of stuff. But the main aim will be, you know, consolidation, competing, you know, scoring goals, trying to keep clean sheets and just pick up the points as we go along.
And this weekend, near neighbours, Swilly Rovers, so there'll be a little bit of extra interest in it, given that it's a local derby, so a big game for both clubs.
Well, for myself, being an outsider, obviously there's a different feel for the players and, for the supporters and things like that, you know, but for me, I'm not going to try not to let the players buy into the hype about the derby, because it can take away the wee bit of concentration levels. We spoke about it, you know, it's another game. The name of who we're playing doesn't matter. It's another game. We go into it, we do what we want to do, and what the plan, we put the plan into action, and hopefully, come 3 o'clock, we come out the road, we 3 points.